some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Fox, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a getter. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning to Selva, and good evening from us here in the UK, 4 a.m. in Western Australia. We have the wonderful Selva Dutton with us once again this evening. And remember, Selva does not ask you to give her any questions at the start of the reading. So we're going to say good morning to Selva in just a moment. Three people. I'm looking at three people in my cork here, which is, it's okay for the start of a show, but we need more. Okay, right. We're going to make a start then. We're going to say good morning to Selva.
Good morning. Good evening to you, Ken.
Good morning, Selva. Oh, bless.
It is a wonderful world, you know. Thank you for playing that song for me, because that song means the world to me. It's such a beautiful thing.
It's you know, the original version, yeah, I think it's very hard to beat that one, you know.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that version, because it goes back 1967.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. 1967, eh?
That's probably around the time that I probably around the time that I heard it for the first time, and I was a young 8 year old, and I was going, wow.
Wow.
Everything I wanted to be.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some time ago, eh? Oh, just, wow.
Yes. That's just God. Wonderful. Can, I was going to ask if you could actually find a different day for me would be better. At the moment, I've got a meditation group on Wednesday night. It finished about 10, and getting up at 3 in the morning is a little bit hard. So if there's another different day that you might be able to stop me in, it would be fantastic. I cannot do Thursday morning because I do my own Intuit talk show on Wednesday morning. So any other day would be good.
Right. Okay, so... Okay. On a... right. So... What are you saying, Sylvie? You'd like to change your day, yeah?
Yeah, if I could, maybe from Tuesday to your Monday night, my Tuesday morning, or maybe your Sunday night and my Monday morning.
Right,
or the Friday morning, your Thursday night would be good.
Right, we've got Mondays at the moment. We've got Mondays and we've got Saturdays, yeah?
Okay, now Saturday would be no good for me. And Mondays,
Mondays is?
Yeah, Monday was, well, that's the original day that I wanted for someone else had it.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's so, no, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Monday morning, my Monday morning, your would be like, yeah, rather... My Monday evening would be your Tuesday morning, yeah?
Perfect. Love it.
Wonderful. Yeah, because I'm going to say now, I'll say no more about the person that, they just kind of let me down twice now, Selva, and I thought, well, I've got to look for a new Monday, you know?
Ken, if I could, I would do every day for you.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, we're going to make a start, Selva.
Awesome.
So we're going to make a start, but okay.
Awesome.
So we'll make a start, and we'll do that next week. We'll definitely do that next week, and we'll change that round.
Awesome. That'll make it so much easier for me. Thank you.
Yeah. And that
should be a bit hard, you know. I don't go to bed until about 10 or 11, then I've got to be up at 3, and then I've got to run the shop for the day, and I'm just not working with me.
Yeah, it gets a lot. Okay, right, I'm going to say hello to Deep then.
Awesome. Okay, so,
Good evening, John. Good morning, Selva.
All right. Hello.
Good morning, Selva. How are you?
Good.
Yes,
what was your name?
Deep, Selva.
Oh, Deep. I thought it was you, but it wasn't sure. Thank you for the friend request, Deep. It's lovely. Lovely. And Deep, I'm glad you sent me a friend request. I was actually looking at your profile yesterday, and it was really odd because I found myself that I really wanted to check it out. Because I felt like a tension across your shoulders. And it's funny you calling today, mm-hmm. thinking of you, you know. There's a tension across your shoulders, like you're carrying a weight and you're trying to fight for something, but you're trying to do it on your own, you know. It's not a sign of weakness to ask for help, Jip. You know, it's actually a sign of being smart, of being aware that many hands make lighter work. You know, it does show there seems to be like an emotional pressure all around you, and you're trying to solve it all on your own, but it's like you do need help. You need a support system somehow. Also, there seems to be some money and papers going through your fingers, and you really need to take a step back and look at your finances very, very closely, because you really need to think, okay, how do I want to structure this, and how is it going to benefit me in the long term as well? You know, things are catching up with you, and you've got to really understand you're doing the best that you can in the situation you're in, but there's always three sides to every story. And sometimes people do not want to listen to the truth. They just want to listen to what it suits them. So don't be too concerned about the reaction of some people. Just be connected to yourself and stay focused within yourself. Now, I don't know if you actually work for yourself or you're a manager of a job situation, but I do see that there's a lot of authority and there's a lot of changes around you. Spiritually, Jeep, there's something very beautiful about you. I was looking into your eyes and you've got this softness, this deeper essence about you. And you need to really connect to your spirituality somehow, because you've got a sense growth that is waiting for you. Now you are a Christian or a Hindu? Jeep, you there?
Yeah, hello? I'm here. I was born a Hindu, but I'm a spiritualist now.
Because you carry the essence of both, Jeep. You carry the essence of both. I don't know if you're familiar with the energy of the goddess Uatu, but she is...
Yes, I am.
Yes. You should use her energy. She's very beautiful and she's very good at creating blessings and awakening. You know, Uatu is the strength of a female protection. And I know you're a male, I know that much. But it's like you need that nurturing right now. You really do need that nurturing, and you need that strength about you, because Anse Watu is actually very good at that. I follow the Hindi religion as well as the Christian religion as well as the Muslim. It was all of them. I follow all of them. But the Hindi, I do have a very soft spot for, and so much that I even got a Ganesh altar in my healing room. So Watu, there's a connection between you and her. And I think as a child, you used to communicate with the spirit and stuff like that, and you used to be more connected to it. But I don't know why you've shut it off a little bit, but you're not completely shut off. Did you have a question?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the money decision that you saw,
yes,
when you just mentioned earlier, is that I'm making some investment decisions to make some investments around the end of the year. Is that going to be the right decision? Am I in the right direction?
Yes, I feel it is, but that's why you need to take a step back and make sure you read it carefully, and that you have an understanding, and you learn to be patient, you know, with it. It's like it's not a fast thing, you know, and it is something that will,
yeah,
benefit you in the long term. I will send you a couple of other links on Messenger about some other investment that you might be interested in as well. And but it's up to you. You don't have to go with it, but if you like it, you can look into it. But I do feel that you're making a lot of the right decisions, but it's like you second guess yourself. It's like you don't believe in you enough, and you need to believe in you, Jim, because you're an amazing man. You're really an amazing man.
Thank you. And when you said earlier that I'm doing it on my own,
yes,
it is about it is about walking away to from my son and hoping that it'll work out without using the legal process. So
it will work out. But you need help. You need some help, and it's going to work out to your favor. Jeep, you're a good father. You're a really good father.
What kind of help? I don't know if you use legal help.
I don't know whether you're going to get some rights that he's going to be able to stay with you or something. So therefore, you might need someone to be there on standby just in case you get called to work or something changes. It's like you need support. It's like you're going to need support. It's like you're going to need to say, if anything happens, all right, I've got my sister. She can do this and she can vouch and she can do that or whatever it might be, or whoever it might be. Because I do feel that it won't be that long and you will get an opportunity. Your ex will not have a choice but to grant you access because her case is built on lies. And it will be proven so.
Right. And then will that be temporary or will that be
I think it'll be a mediation.
After.
I think it'll be a mediation type of thing, you know. But it's like her whoever's advising her will advise her not to go any further than a mediation because she could lose the child altogether then, you know, but it's not worth the money and the expense, you know, it's only going to create extra spend, extra stress, you know, and good or bad, every child needs both parents, a mother and a father, you know. So through mediation, I feel that's when it's going to be resolved for a much better clarity.
Right. And why will she, how might she lose the child? Will she do something silly?
I feel that she might have told some porkies. You know, I think what her story is about you is not exactly correct. So if I were you, I would try and get, before they even ask you, I would try and get some character references about you. You know, from people people that have seen you with your child and people that have seen how good you are and how much of a loving father you are. And not only that, you were a very supporting partner. You know, you weren't a person that just took advantage of your partner. So it's someone they can actually speak and say what a type of person you are. If you could get a couple of personal referrals about you as a father and as a man, if you need them, you've got them ready for you there, because I think that will help you tremendously, because she has said something about your behavior that is not true.
Right. And will it, without any reference, will it sort itself out? Will they find out?
I think it'll be your word against hers. And it will work out because they can't prove it any different. It's just the word of one against the other. That's why if you have some character references, it'll work out a lot better.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks, Elva.
If you take care, I'll pray for you.
Thank you. And you.
Thank you. Right. Now, I don't know whether anybody would have noticed, but when we started the show and we tried to screen people this evening, we were using a different browser than the one we're using now. And nobody could hear me. And I thought, Ken, yeah, right. So change browsers quickly. And we just made it. It actually said, since you are calling back into a live show, because the connection was there, but the microphone wasn't. So that browser, unfortunately, doesn't like the microphone. So, you know, the only thing we've got left now is the studio app. And they've taken away, you know, the Skype connection. There's no Skype connection now to Blog Talk anymore for anybody. unless you pay for it, sort of thing. So you can still call in, but you can't add anybody, which is kind of awkward. Now, there's some talk about a thing called Google Voice. If anybody's heard of it, Google Voice, they're in negotiations at the moment with the UK and various other countries to make it viable for people to call, a bit like the old Google Hangouts used to be. So once they get that up and running and they get other people interested, it will come to the UK. It's been here before, but it was covered by Google Hangouts, and then they kind of separated off, called it Google Voice, and went back to just the US. People in the US can use it, but we can't. If anybody wants to help me out, by the way, just drop me your US number that we can use. And it might work, you know. So if you've got a spare mobile lying around the house, oh, Ken, you can use mine. Yeah, okay. I don't mind dropping you a couple of dollars for that, you know, because if we can use a US number, we might be able to get round things, yeah. Okay. But now, coming back to the UK shortly, Google's in negotiations here at the moment, so fingers crossed that will return. Right then, let's see where we're going. Queen, good morning. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hello, who am I talking to? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who am I talking to? Hello? Can you hear me?
Very loud and clear.
Beautiful. Now, what is your name, honey?
Queen.
Queen. Oh, God, I didn't recognize your voice again. You know, and I should recognize your voice, Queen. Queen, I don't know if you haven't been sleeping well. I don't know if you haven't been sleeping well lately, but your mind feels very active. And it's like you're trying to put things in order. Please don't push yourself so hard. You know, you've got such a beautiful soul, but it's like you're trying. It's like you feel you've got a deadline somehow. And you need to take that pressure off you somehow. All I feel is like you've got peace, you've got harmony, you've got serenity, but then you've got this pressure of being concerned of not being able to finish something, you know. And one thing we got to learn in life is that we will always finish what we need to finish. We will always fulfill our contract the way we're meant to fulfill it. So putting ourselves through a little bit of a stress is not worth it, because we will only do as much as we are meant to do, and that's all we can do. Now, there's a lot of the color blue around you today, and it's a beautiful deep ocean blue. So it's like, look after your respiratory system. So make sure you breathe deep and work with your breath and allow your breath to penetrate deeper into your being, because the blue is actually quite a deep thing. And you also got a little bit of a foundation green around your feet area, so which it means you're trying to stay grounded, you're trying to stay focused. So concentrate and focus on that and allow yourself to be on that space. I don't know if you've been trying to write a book, Queen, but I see you compiling a amount of paper, and with and there's a lot of words, a lot of information there. So I don't know if you've been writing lots of different things, but it's like you need to put it together, you need to compile it and make it into the one project, because one complements the other. And I don't know if you're aware of that.
I am aware of what you said about the papers.
I can't hear anything.
Elaborate on the stress a little bit more. I don't feel.
Are you there, Queen?
I am here.
Okay, I can't, for some reason, I can't hear you. I hear every second word.
I am here.
Okay. Now, what did you say? Because I didn't hear any of it before.
Okay. I said, first, I agree with you about the paper, the compiling it, one thing leading to the other. I totally agree with that. The I have no problem sleep, you know, at all. I have the luxury of taking naps whenever I feel tired or whatever. So, but you mentioned stress. Could you elaborate on that? I do not feel stressed. I know that I can only do what I can do when I can do it. But if you could give me more insight, and the respiratory, the blue is relative. I will do more deep breathing. But
well, good. I'm glad you're going to do more deep breathing. And then I'm about the stress. What I'm getting is just that you are going to be concerned about something you want to get done, and like it needs to be done, and that's what it is. It's not stress as financial or horrible stress. It's just a concern of a stress of not putting something, finalizing something. And it's like it's very important to you to finalize something, and it's all interconnected with the papers and all that. But that blue is absolutely a beautiful blue, but it's also the need of breathing in deeper and acknowledging your emotions as you breathe. You're an amazing person. And if you're sleeping, I just wonder, do you really feel rested after you sleep?
Yeah.
All right. That's, so I don't understand why they're telling me that then. I really don't know. I have no answer for that. But they were just very strong that it's like you needed to rest more. You needed to allow yourself to rest.
But I do have a very active mind, so you know, that could be it.
Yeah, maybe, because they're not elaborating on it. They're just saying that you need that rest. You really do need that completely switch off and rest, you know. You're an amazing person, Queen, and there is so much knowledge that you have for people. There's just so much that you can improve other people's life, and I feel that compilation of papers and notes and whatever is very important, and I think it'll be of more value than what you think it is.
Okay, that makes sense. It's a book, and also my internet classing, my teaching.
It's just one of these people, Queen, that whenever we talk, I wish we could be side by side having a cup of tea and just talking in person, because your energy is such a beautiful, you've got this beautiful essence about you.
Well, Silver, let's do something. Let's do something. I mean, you know, let's come up with something to do together, side by side. We'd have to do it via the internet for the moment. But
yeah,
let's make it happen.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. We'll have to work out our time differences. Where are you, Queen?
I'm in the U.S. I'm in the middle of the U.S., so I'm in Central Time. It's like 3:30 in the afternoon where I am.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Yep. Yeah, I've got another friend. So you must be near California or something.
Well, California is Pacific Time, I think, but I'm in the middle of the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Central Time, but it.
Yeah, you're 15 hours from us. No, more less than that. No, about that.
I would love to do something with you. So I will remind you who I am on Facebook. I was checking while you were talking with Deep. Make sure we are connected, and we are connected.
We are connected. I've wished you happy birthday a couple of times. I do know who you are. I do know. Yeah. Yeah. It's just every time I talk to you, it's just beautiful. I feel so calm after. You always leave me calm and but you're always calm and excited. Like, I want to go out and conquer the world.
Well, I'm happy to, be able to leave you with those feelings.
You're very creative. You know, your creativity is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. We're all creative, different.
Yeah. We probably even have a better connection if we talk on Messenger.
Well, let's do this. We're on.
Yes, we will. I will tag you on something, yeah. And we'll connect. I will work out a time that is suitable. Yeah. But not 3:00 in the morning my time.
I heard that's a little challenging. Because I'm morning, but that clashes with your time. But thank you for your sharing with me.
Yeah. Many Love blessings. Today. Many blessings.
Thank you, Queen.
Okay, I can't understand why that was breaking up.
Yeah, that was a terrible connection.
It was, wasn't it, this evening, yeah. But Queen has a calls in on a network, and it's kind of it's a bit like the old Google Hangout used to be, but it's a different one. It's a free phone network that she calls through, and she gets in that way. But I think it only works for the US, unfortunately. But we're looking forward to, they've allowed me to download Google Voice, and they say that they're in negotiations at the moment, and it's not available in the UK yet, but, they're bringing a lot more people in, because we've lost a lot of the UK callers, that can't get to the show anymore.
Hey.
You're hearing me, yeah?
Hello? I can't hear anything, Ken.
You're not hearing me?
No, I'm not getting anything.
Well, I'm done then.
Maybe they're fine. Maybe you might need to get close to the phone or something.
You can hear me, can you?
All I can hear.
All right. Okay. Wow. That's strange. Okay. Donna, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, Ken. Hi.
Oh, that's better.
Hi, this is Donna. I'm in California.
You're South Australia, mate.
No, I'm from California.
California. Beautiful. And what was your name? Donna.
My name's Donna. Donna. D-O-N-N-A.
Oh, Donna. All right. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful name. Donna, there's a lot of, there's like a pile of paper next to you, and they don't look like bills, thank you, but they do look as like you're involving yourself with a project that is going to take a lot of discipline from you. and you're going to have to really concentrate on how you want to structure things and how you're going to distribute the responsibility that comes with it. So you might be asked to be part of some sort of project where you're going to have to delegate different little jobs, like an event, almost like an event organizer, becoming involved with some sort of celebration event. And I do feel that it's like you're going to become aware of a new skill about you. You're going to learn something about you. You're going to learn about a capability that you have that you didn't know you have. Now, you're very good at following instructions, but you haven't had the opportunity to create those instructions for other people. So I do feel that it's going to be very interesting for you the next 3 to 4 months, because it's like you're going to have the opportunity to get involved with some sort of group planning that you're going to find yourself delegating and help organize some event. And I think that's going to be good for you, because you're much more capable of doing things than what you give yourself credit for. It's like you're just like the little quiet achiever. You know, it's like you stay out of the back and you do things, and it's like nobody bothers you. But it certainly shows there's going to be so many beautiful changes for you that are going to awaken a lot of your capabilities about organization. You know, it's like you've sold yourself short for some reason. Financially, it does show you're not on the perfect space, but you're not in a bad space either. So with good budgeting and good organizing, you're going to be able to get through some of the changes that does need to be presented for you.
Great. Okay. Yeah.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know, is there a relationship coming in for me? I think I'd make a great partner. I've been told that by my male friends.
I do feel that there is a relationship, but I do feel that first you're finally forming a relationship with yourself in a different level than you ever have done before. You know, and I think it's very important for you to acknowledge how you personally affect yourself, because not only romantically, but even in friendship, relationship, you tend to forget you, you know. So you need to concentrate more on where do I fit in this relationship and what really is my role in it, instead of you, what can I do for them type of thing. So you need to centralize yourself a little bit more, because I don't feel that you centralize yourself enough. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. So finances will be getting better for me, I hope. I kind of, you know, like a windfall or an inheritance or something like that, because I want to go traveling. That's what I want to go do next year. I want to go abroad.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good, and I hope that you can. And I hope that your dreams do come true in some way.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
I do feel it's going to be important for you to prioritize things a little bit more. Instead of having everything so open, it's like you need to learn to prioritize what's important right now, instead of trying to challenge everything.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I hope we talk again.
Yes, me too. I very much enjoyed that. Thank you.
Feel free to look me up on Facebook if you like.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. Right. Okay. Right. Donna's a little bit short with that one. But, okay. What we'll do then, ladies and gents, because we've only got, like, two people left with us at the moment. We've got an hour and 19 minutes left of our show this morning, this evening. So we're gonna take some more music. We're going to find something for you. It happens, doesn't it? We gain one person. We always gain one person after a song, and we've gained a 925 area code that we'll screen in just a moment. Okay, that's wonderful. So we're going to bring Selva back in. Now, we're having trouble with the microphone connections between the two of us this evening, and that's because Selva is actually in the same studio, would you believe? And it's all virtual, ladies and gents. We spoke about this the other night. We're in a virtual studio, so the connection is into a virtual studio. And everything's in the virtual plane. So when Selva calls from Australia and me calling from here in the UK, and then we've got to call into a studio that's in the US. So, you know, it gets a little bit complicated at the connection end, and Blog Talk does the best at their end, really, to control everything, because they've got some sophisticated equipment there that does all the work in the background that we don't see, because all we see is the virtual studio, yeah? So, highly sophisticated equipment there, trying to control not just this podcast, but about 500,000 other podcasts all at the same time. Yeah, there you go. All right then, let's see where we are. No, Carolyn.
Can you hear me?
Hi!
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Selva. Hi. Hi, Karen. Hi. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Selva, for being there, and Ken.
Good to be back. Carolyn, I don't know if you've been doing a little bit too much exercise or something lately, but there's a lot of pressure on the back of your legs. So try and get a massage done or something. Try and get the circulation freeing a little bit more. So I don't know if you're getting cramps or needles and pins in the back of your legs or something, but something needs to be balanced in there for some reason. I also see like a camera around. It's like you're taking a video of something. And there's a lot of creativity. There's a lot of video creativity around you. So you've got a little bit of busy schedule coming up, and it's going to really expose on something you haven't been telling people. But it's a good thing. It's not bad.
Huh. Well, should I talk now or wait till later?
Sorry, I had to get it out of the way before.
You know, it's so weird because I don't know what it's like in Australia or Europe, but out here, everybody's so angry. A lot of people are angry. I won't say everybody. And when they get on the road, it's horrible. You know, people do things in their cars like they do in the computer when they talk to people. They say that, well, on the road. So anyway, I've been driven off the road recently. Somebody tried to ram me off the road because I'm a I'm not a speedy driver. I follow the speed limit. And they did a lot of, it was very dramatic, extremely dramatic. They wouldn't let me pass. They were blocking me. They were swerving the car in front of me. And I live in a rural area, but it's changing out here. A lot of newcomers are out here. So anyway, I was talking to somebody just now, about an hour and a half ago, about putting a dash cam on my car. and because it was so dramatic and it was so left me feeling so. When I get in my car now, I go out and I'm like looking both ways and like who's coming, and of course I couldn't take a photo of them while they were doing this, you know, their license plate, because I was holding on to the steering wheel with both hands. I'd never experienced that before, and we were driving, you know, between 40 and 50 miles an hour. But I do have a question. So the camera thing is a good idea. I just hope it doesn't continue happening. I've had it. I don't encounter that kind of thing. I just don't. And I travel a lot. I travel from here to like 5 hours, 10-hour trips to get my grandbaby.
Oh, beautiful.
So, but anyway, so you're in the middle of stuff. You know, a person is in the middle of stuff. But most people, like in the Phoenix area, you know, I don't see anyone really driving crazy. Everybody's, you know, pretty much trying to take care of themselves to get from point A to point B without dying. So they're mostly courteous and stuff. But anyway, so who knows? Mental health issues on the rise, I suppose. Who knows? Who knows? But the question I have is, my house is up for sale, and it's been a back and forth kind of thing. I just heard from the agent that the potential buyers are going to go through with it. Yesterday I was hearing they may not go through with it. You know, and I was praying that they would not go through with the purchase, because I am madly looking for a place to live. And I told the agent, I said, if they walk away from this, I'll be happy. If they buy it, I'll be happy. Not really.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't want them to buy it anymore. I'm like, where am I going to live?
You know,
I can live anywhere.
You got to trust the process, Carolyn. You got to trust the process, and you got to trust that a spirit will put you at the right place at the right time when you least expect it. I was in a very similar situation myself. I had to. I live in the country, and my husband got a full-time job in the city, so he's been living in the city for the last 6 months. So we've been apart, not by choice. So we put an offer on a house, and we thought everything was smooth, and so I had to put my business for sale to be able to put a deposit on this house. So Monday, just gone, I said to Spirit, I said, hey, you know, you've created this situation for us to follow the path, and you know that I go under your guidance and I follow you, you know, and settlement day is this Friday, and I do not have the deposit for the house, so I need the business sold, you know, to be able to do that. And I get them getting, don't worry, my child, it'll be fine, right? So Monday went by, and I'm stressing, because I said, oh, my God, settlement is a Friday. I'm going to lose this beautiful grandmother house that I found that I love, and then I'm going to be back to square one, you know, and I'm tired of being apart from my husband and stuff like that. So Monday went by, nothing happened, like nothing there. Tuesday went by, nothing happened, and Wednesday, yesterday, just an hour before closing time, someone came in with a cash offer. You know,
thank you for that story. Thank you. I know that things happen. I know that things. I wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning, and I pray, I meditate. I am doing all those things, working out, eating right, and stuff like that. And I am praying, and I do believe, you know, the process is there. But, you know, at the same time.
I don't see you to be naked concerned at all. I do feel that once your house is sold, right, and Spirit will say, okay, she's got settlement in 6 weeks, so therefore we need to accommodate her, and we'll help her find a place to follow.
You know, the thing is, I told my friends, I'll be homeless in my car, but I'll have cash. You know, I can rough it. You know, I go camping, I do all that stuff. I know I won't be homeless, but I, you know, with what they're saying, the variant and all that, I don't like staying in hotels or overnight accommodations. I don't like being in crowds anymore. And someone, you know, but anyway, so. I do pray, I do meditate, I do believe in the process, I do, and thank you for saying that you see things coming my way, because, oh gosh, I just, you know, it's, I can do anything from A to Z. I can go live in the country Turkey if I want to, but I don't want to. I mean, it's now up to me to do what I want for myself. I've always taken care of other people, and now I can take care of me. And it's a journey. It's a process. Yeah, for sure. It's a process. That word is being used a lot these days with a lot of people, and I appreciate it and respect that phrase. It is a process for sure.
Yeah, I really believe that it will. I mean, the people that are looking at your beautiful home now, that there is some financial issues that they need to sort out, but they will get it resolved. They will get it resolved, and it will sell. And it will sell. And so it's going to be quite a good thing. But I don't think they're buying it for themselves. And that's what the issue is. They've got to work out a few things with the person that is concerned about it. So it's gonna fall in place for you. You are going to have somewhere to live, and you are going to be perfectly fine. But the biggest thing is that you're a person that you live very much in the present. So it's like you need to sort of allow yourself to, even though we need to enjoy the now, we really got to love the now and enjoy the now, make the most of the now. But when people are in this situation like you are, you got to tell yourself, okay, what is it that I would like to do different in my life as a new life unfolds? You got to start communicating with yourself to try and let yourself know, what is it that I would like to do? What is it that I'm looking for? What is it that I want to connect to in my new life that's unfolding? As I let go of this life, what is it I want to connect to? And I don't see you taking everything you've got with you. So I do see that when you sell up, there's a lot of things you're going to find yourself letting go of, you know, so you're going to disconnect from a lot of items that are just no longer valid for you. So I do see you moving on into a new direction with new ideas and space as well.
That's totally where I'm at. Since January, when I left my former 20-year relationship, God bless. I never thought I'd do that, and now I did it. I got rid of everything. I got rid of everything. My rooms here in the house are empty. I camp out in my one room, my office, you know, whatever. And you're right. I am not attached to anything. I gave things away for like 25 cents, you know, that I had never unboxed. That I had bought, you know, mm-hmm. to use, because I love to do experimental cooking in the kitchen. But I just got rid of everything. And so I'm not attached. And and now you're right. I it's important to meditate on that for me, because I get so restless when I think of myself in a situation like, do I want to live in that community or do I want to live here? I feel restless when I think of those.
One of the things I'm getting, I don't know, do that in America. I see you considering a trailer. We call them caravans in Australia, but you call them trailer, I think. Considering a trailer.
I'm up for it. I think our time has ended. But yeah, no, you're right. I've been exploring all those possibilities, all of them.
Yeah.
I love your energy. I thank you for your wonderful sharing, and thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. I can see, you know, Deep's calling back to her three times now. He's called back. Nice to know that people are listening to the show. And we've been joined by one or two more people now, lovely. Okay, let's see where we are then. Jennifer.
Hello, Selva. I haven't heard you in a long time. It's Jennifer.
Sure, it has been a long time. You know, but your voice has not aged a day.
Funny.
There's a lot of energy around you. I don't know if you've been listening to music lately or something, but it's like music is soothing your soul, but it's actually connecting in this space of mind that you need to be. So there's this beautiful musical energy about you today, and I really, really like it. It's actually really, it's like you're in rhythm within yourself. But it's like the last 4 or 5 weeks, you've actually took a step back and said, this has got to go, this has got to go, and I'm going to be happy with this. So it's like you've made some positive decisions within yourself of what you needed to let go and what you needed to strengthen about yourself as well. I don't know if you've been doing a bit of art or something, but you feel very colorful. And there's a lot of colors and energy around you. And I do feel that you're going to see the power of color healing as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if you don't connect with someone that might do Arosoma or color healing or something like that, because I do see you considering colors under a different understanding, which I think is actually very, very, very beautiful. Did you have a question?
It's funny that you mentioned healing, because I was going to call and see about my health.
You what?
I was calling about health, just to...
You sold a house?
My body. H-E-A-L-T-H, health, physical body.
Ah, okay, yep. Yeah, I think that's why music comes in so much, because the best way to heal the body is through sound and vibration anyway. But it's almost like you need to be touched, you need to be hugged, you know, and I don't mean that in the sexual way of it. I mean in the trustworthy way of it. It's like you need to know where you stand with people. You need to know what connection you have with people and what people you're not connecting to anymore. You know, so there's a bit of it's like you're going through a realignment, and you're putting yourself through a realignment, and you're putting yourself in a space that you're allowing to be heard by you, you know, and your heart is such a deep, emotional, deep heart, but it's also a little bit close, because it's like you're cautious about something, you know, but it's a beautiful energy about you, just the same.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was wondering, there was, and I kind of already know the answer to this, but I'm just asking for confirmation. There was someone that I used to know maybe about 7 years ago. Spirit guided me to sort of look them up. I'm wondering if I should reach out to them again. It took me a long time to heal from that friendship, but I did learn a lot from it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the beautiful thing about it, once we finally realize that we don't waste a day in our lives, once we realize that we never waste a day of our life, we are constantly learning from every experience, and every experience is a blessing, whether it's a bad experience or a good experience. The minute we put that in our mind and say, it's okay, this is a learning procedure of grow and self-structure and direction. Once we can get that around ourselves, we very quickly digest the negative and push it away and evolve with the positive, which is really beautiful. I do feel that person that did hurt you, though, I do feel themselves, they were going through a huge emotional transition, that they weren't being themselves at that time either, anyway. So there's a little bit more to it that meets the cake.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. Yeah, because, you know what, I as long as I'm detached, I can... But there we go back to the heart, right? So if I keep the heart closed off...
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough call.
You don't need to keep your heart closed, honey. You need to keep your heart aware.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and ask spirit to guide you, ask spirit to fill you, ask spirit to help you be on guard for you to be able to react quickly what is right and what is not right, so you're able to walk away from situations. But if you walk away from a situation, don't justify yourself. Just say, I need to go, and just go. Honor yourself. Do it for you. Don't do it for a reason. So if you're with a group of people and you feel uncomfortable, you feel this is not right for me, don't say, oh, I'm going to go home and wash my hair. No, say, okay, catch you next time. Goodbye. And go. You
know? Yeah, don't lie.
You need to do that. You need to do that because that's self-honoring. That is not justifying our existence. That is self-honoring. And when we honor ourselves, the sky's the limit. And spirit said, yep, she's prioritizing. She's finally realizing she is number one, number two, and number three.
How, okay, here's another question, because I don't know what it's like in Australia, but
okay.
How do I answer a question about my vaccination status with, and basically telling them it's none of your business without coming across as rude?
Can you talk a little bit slower, because you're breaking down?
Yes. How do I react or respond to someone who asks me my vaccination status when it really is none of their business without sounding rude?
What I will respond is, why do you need to know?
Yeah, okay, that's good.
That's simple. Just say, why do you need to know? You know, there's a lot of people that are refusing to be around people that are not vaccinated. Now, I'm not vaccinated at all. I'm not, and I don't agree with the vaccination. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not ready to allow them to put anything on my body that they don't think it's really ready for human trial. But that's my choice, and that's it. So I will not be vaccinated unless I really, really have to, you know. So I'm going to put it off for as long as I can, on the hope that they will perfect this vaccination and the vaccination will get better and better. But I do not feel comfortable myself being vaccinated yet.
It doesn't resonate with me. Like it doesn't
resonate with me either at all. So I'm not doing it. So if anybody asks you, just ask them, say, what's that? Why do you need to know?
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much. And
many
I'll say it in a kind way. That doesn't come across as rude.
Mm, yeah. Many blessings.
Thank you, Selva. Nice hearing you again. Take care.
I'm sure we'll talk again.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right. Right. Where are we going? Let's see. All right, we're going to a gentleman now. Aaron.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Alan, there seems to be, you've been procrastinating. Is someone with you there?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a place that's a little bit more quiet. Hold on. Okay.
Okay.
So you said that I was
That's okay.
Yes.
I think you've been procrastinating about a decision for some time, but I think the main thing is that you've got to really realize that whatever decision you make, you're the one that you're going to feel the effect of it before anybody else. So instead of procrastinating on a decision, just ask yourself, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to be part of this? Is it to my benefit? And I know that sounds terribly selfish, but even God says charity begins at home, and he doesn't mean the building, he means inside you. You are your home. You are giving this body, this vessel to help you walk through this earth, and your responsibility is to look after it. But for some reason, it's like you've been putting off making a decision because I'm sure there's something you're just not comfortable with, but somehow you've more or less feel obligated to. But if you're not comfortable with it, you need to honor yourself and say, look, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. Actually, I'm not sorry. You know, it's what I feel, and I'm not doing that. So you go ahead. You go ahead, but it's not for me. Because it's like if there's a bit of pressure of expectation around you, and it's like it's not sitting right with you. Now, I don't know if you just started a new job or a new business, but it shows new responsibilities. That it's like you need to be patient and wait for things to fall in place for you to be able to evolve with it as well.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Pardon?
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I want to know, well, you kind of told me something, but I want to know what's going on with my spiritual practice. I've been practicing a particular system, and it seems to be completely fruitless.
Yeah, you know, Krypton is a funny language. It is a completely funny language, you know, and I'm into Krypton myself, so I understand it. And right now, and the thing is that what people got to understand and realize that Krypton is the currency of the future. So therefore, we've got to learn and educate ourselves for it. But the problem is not the Krypton itself, it's whatever table we use. We've got to use the right table to be able to find that balance of direction, because some is not working as well as what others are. And there seems to be like too many of the one thing. So it's just, I guess, the sorting out the differences.
I'm not really following. I'm not really understanding what the spirituality I'm talking about, like my ancestors. And it seems to be a fruitless relationship.
Okay. Relationships. It's like everything, you know, it's like you've got to consider how it's going to affect me. You know, what is it that you want out of it yourself? You know, and virtually I would say to the other person, I said, this is what I need from you, and what do you need from me, and can you meet me halfway? You know, when we are with the right partner, with the right connection, with the right energy, we don't have to change a hair in our head, because it's complete acceptance and a complete amalgamation of peace. So if our relationship is hard work, it's not the right relationship. Relationships are not supposed to be hard work. Relationships are supposed to be smooth. They're supposed to be balanced by acceptance of true identity of direction. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to agree on everything, but we will have tolerance for things, you know. But it's all about self-honoring. If you're not happy within yourself, you're not going to be able to create someone else happy. And they're not going to be able to create happiness for you either. So it's got to be a direct communication of acceptance. So you need to work out, what is it that I want from this relationship? And you need to let the other person
know. Well, I did. Now, and from now, just from that confirmation, I'm just going to put that in the scrapbook.
Yes.
So I'm just going to move on to something else.
Yeah, well, to me, it sounds like he's not meeting you halfway. You know, and you need to be met halfway. You need to be considered. You know, you need to really be considered.
Yeah.
But you need to consider you. The only way other people are going to consider you is by you considering you. It's about self-honoring with you. Self-honoring seems to be very strong with you. You need to really acknowledge that.
Yeah, I mean, I come from a very, very tough and rugged doggy dog ghetto, and if things don't move fast, you know, there's a lot of tension and there's a lot of stress.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be that way. You can change that, you know, and it starts with you. It comes from the inside out. You know, we can acknowledge where we're from. We can acknowledge the things that don't sit right with us. But then we make the choice, I need to change things, I need to honor me, I need to find the right direction for me. You know, I come from a very interesting background, and when I was young, people used to say to me, you're wasting your time doing what you're doing, because it's not going to lead you to anything. It's not going to lead you to any recognition or anything. You should do what your mother used to do and follow that step and stuff like that. And I remember even when I was a young child, I said, well, I'm not my mother, so I'm not going to follow her. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to change my path. And I did. And it's hard work. And it's all about self-honoring, you know, and it's very, very important to do that. And with you, it's all about self-honoring. You're a smart person. You're very capable. You've got the ability to succeed. You've got ability to express. You could the ability to translate feelings and emotions. And a lot of men cannot do that, and you can do that. You're amazing. So it's like you need to acknowledge that. What is it that I feel myself that needs that restructuring of myself? And you can make people part of your life, but not your responsibility. So we owe it to ourselves to let people know, this is what I need, and this is what I'm prepared to do. Can we work something out, you know? And that's all you can do. But I do feel that the relationship was a little bit toxic, was a little bit one-sided. But I feel the problem was is the person did not know you. They just assumed they knew you. So you've got to awaken you and honor you, and everything will fall in place. Loneliness is certainly not part of your future. There's a lot of you to love.
Interesting.
Good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do honor those gifts that you've noted. And as of right now, I've been studying and trying to cram a bunch of information, needed information. So
yes.
Whatever happens in the future happens. I've seen a lot and dealt with a lot, so... You know, I just take it as it comes.
Yeah, but acknowledge you along the way. Make sure you acknowledge you. That's the key. You need to acknowledge you, how things affect you, and what you're prepared to accept or what you're not prepared to accept. Whatever you do, acknowledge how it affects you personally. You must be number one.
Okay. One last thing. How do you know that there's going to be a lot of people in my future, as you said?
How do I know? I don't know how I know.
Yeah.
I don't ask spirit, you know, why do they know? I'm just a messenger.
Hopefully I'm rich at that time, because that's what I've been working on. That's what I've been working on. But
I do feel that financially you have the ability to create wealth and security. And that's why earlier, before you cut me off, when they were giving you a message, it's like for some reason they want you to understand cryptocurrency. You need to understand cryptocurrency.
Oh. I wasn't even sure what you were saying. I couldn't really hear that part. I was like I can hear the first letter, then the end of the last word, and I was just like, oh, what? Huh? Oh, okay. So now I understand. Okay.
Yeah, earlier. Yeah, and then you cut me off halfway. But it's somehow you need to understand cryptocurrency, because it will be the currency of the future, and it's something you're going to try and understand it. Try and understand it.
Will do.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope that helps.
Sorry
you.
For cutting. Yes, it did. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Thank
That's
you.
Okay. That's okay. We live and learn. Many
okay.
blessings.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Right. We're going to take a piece of music then, ladies and gents, because... We did have another caller, but we keep losing them for some strange reason. And Jessica was there, but she keeps bobbing in and out. Maybe she'll call back as the music's playing. We'll find out. But we've got 39 minutes on the clock, so plenty of time yet. Is it like, I see your monsters, I'll take them away. It's like, I like that. I like that. Because it's like, And we all have them, don't we? We still have them no matter how old we get. We all have, those monsters that we, those things that we can't quite fathom or, So they are our monsters, sort of thing. We're not scared of them. We're just like, we're a bit like, I'm a bit like St. George, really, I suppose. You fight your monsters, don't you? You know, you face up to them. Right then, we haven't got any more calls at the moment. Something that's just come to my mind. That Selva, has actually got her own show there that she does. And it's on a different platform to this one. But I don't know whether she gets people from Australia ringing in. Because what comes to my mind is that we're podcasters. We're both podcasters. And, you know, we could actually, with Selva's permission, on a day when we've got no guest, we could put some podcasts in here for you to listen to. That's something we could do. We could maybe arrange and do for you. We used to do that with another lady, and she no longer rings in, which is kind of strange because we seem to have lost her. And we used to do reruns of the podcasts for a lady there, and it worked quite well. So we're still waiting for people to call in. Now, what seems to have happened, because last week I know that Selva had to leave at this time. If anybody's looking at last week's show page, you're looking at the wrong page. it is the 4th of August here that we're looking at, and that's the time that we're running at the moment, because we're running on UK clock. So it is the 4th that you should be looking at. It's the 5th where Selva is, would you believe, already. We're going to take another piece of music then and try and drum up at least one more listener, because we have 32 minutes on the clock. So let's take another piece of music and see what happens. Okay. There you are. It worked. Hey, Cindy.
Great song. That is such a great song. You know, that was Johnny Farman wrote that song after the country was going through a huge shift and the people needed to find the power of themselves. It was after a murder in Tasmania.
There you go. There you go. Right, it has drummed up a caller, Selva. We have Cindy with us.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Selva, this is Cindy. I just called in. I forgot. I was busy all day and dealing with the dog having seizures. And I was like, I just realized it was the show was on and I wasn't sure if it was still on or not. So how are you?
Good. The dog having seizures, that is, it's created by some sort of allergy. It's actually more than anything. If you touch your dog, is your dog near you?
Not right this minute. I just went in the other room where I could hear.
Okay. When next to the dog, so look into the behind the left ear. There seems to be like a little bit of a lump behind the left ear. So
yep,
if you get some frankincense oil.
Okay.
Actually, and can you do Reiki?
Yes.
Okay. So get some frankincense oil and actually do a cross on the lump and just do it and just ask for the frankincense to penetrate and heal that area, because the seizures are made by a pressure and a reaction of something. The dog's reacting to something around it. And but that less of it, that's what actually causes the seizures itself more than anything. So it can be controlled. So get some beautiful frankincense oil and put a couple of drops in there and then just rub it gently. Now, first you got to rub it clockwise once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start talking about removing, you go anti-clockwise. You go anti-clockwise and you talk to it and say, I'm removing, I'm taking away all the impurities, I'm taking away whatever doesn't need to be there. I want this body to be blessed and this my beautiful, and say the dog's name, to be healthy and strong again and be free from restrictions and seizures and whatever. Make sure the dog drinks water as soon as you finish doing it. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
And do it anti-clockwise at least 12 times, all right? And then
okay.
You wait a couple of seconds, all right? And then you go clockwise 3 times because then it will close the body so nothing can enter it. So you open it going anti-clockwise and you close it going clockwise, okay?
Okay.
Now, the seizures is a fairly new thing. They've only been going for about 6 months.
What's that?
The seizures with the dog, it's a fairly new thing. It's only been going for about 6 months.
Actually, it started a few years ago, about three years ago when a hurricane came through with tornadoes and stuff and a storm, and he was stressed out. So he's been on seizure meds for that long, but we had him weaned down to a very, very low dose because they're very hard on the liver.
Beautiful.
And this is the first one he's had in a long, long, in a couple of years, the first. And he had three today.
Okay, because it feels new, that's all. But it's definitely
that's
to
why,
do
because
that's
so why. I just upped his dosage back to load him back up on the medication because he was on a really low dose trying to maintain him.
Yeah.
It didn't do as much damage to his liver.
Yeah, it certainly feels like that lump on behind the left ear has a lot to do with it. I don't know.
He does have a growth of the left ear. It hangs on the front of the flap of the left ear, and you know, the vet has, he has had chronic ear infections his whole life, so on and off, can't get totally rid of them. And the vet said that's a lot of times caused by allergies, but nope, they did all kinds of testing, couldn't find anything wrong with him other than that, and couldn't figure out what the allergies were.
Yeah, because that's the first thing I picked up. So, oh, my God, yeah. And I could see the left ear. I could see the growth behind the left ear in it. And, so it's very important. And just that, yeah, she can actually do that. A frankincense.
Perfect.
Okay, Yeah, okay. Did you have a question? Sorry about that. I have to talk about the dog.
That's okay. I was wondering if you see any new updates on the relationship situation with my former boyfriend, Mark. And I messaged his son this week, finally, asking him to return a couple of expensive items that I had there, some stuff I let him borrow. And so his son didn't respond back to me. His son's an adult, and his son's the one using it. So I was hoping not to communicate with him directly, and by just having his son bring it back to me, and his son told his dad, I guess, and his dad texted me because he's been giving me this violent ghost treatment for 3.5 weeks. So his father texted back, I'll try and get your things back to you sometime this week. And then I haven't heard back from him. I just responded, thank you, hope you're well, and he didn't respond back. So he was trying to make it very cold, but he wasn't going to let his son bring my stuff back. So I'm still waiting. So I just wonder what you see is when you see he'll be bringing that back and how you see that communication will go when he shows up with it. I was trying to get his son to, so I didn't have to communicate with him, actually.
I think he's not ready to see you or converse with you in any shape or form. So he will try and drop the stuff off when you're not home and leave it on your porch or something. But it seems to be like a misunderstanding more than anything. It's like the ending of this relationship was created by assumption, by not having the complete communication space. It's like you both feel that you've been let down, you know, but it shows that it's been like a breakdown of transparency there, that it needed to be there. But it's been...
I agree. That was because he just blew up and started yelling and screaming, which is his response to everything, throwing a tantrum like a child and refused to talk. And then he starts throwing up all kinds of crazy, untrue shit, just outrageous stuff just to throw out there to deflect from what we were talking about.
Now, it's really sad. It's really sad because it's something
that could have been
rectified. I don't feel there's going to be this effort. And I really feel sorry for his son more than anything because his son really does like you. You know, but he feels like the meat in the sandwich, and I feel sorry for him because he shouldn't feel that way. He should be able to still communicate with you if he wants to and have that connection, but he feels his loyalty should be with his father now, not with you. Poor kid is like the meat in the sandwich, and I think that it's just wrong, you know, even though he's a grown-up.
His son's 30. Yeah, his son's 30.
Yeah.
And
so even
we get along very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, even though he's a grown up, he still feels like the sense of loyalty that I shouldn't communicate with him. And it's hard for him because he's the meat in the sandwich. But I do feel there's a very valuable lesson to be learned about this. I mean, you are going to be in another relationship in about 6 months anyway, and you're going to be fine. You know, but I do feel that there's a lot of learning and comprehending the importance of complete, clear, honesty, communication in a relationship. It's like
he wouldn't allow it. If you question anything or want to talk about something that's not his idea, it was like a very controlling attitude, like, I'm the man of the relationship. I'll decide what we talk about or what we do or don't do.
And of course, it doesn't work. That's not going to work. That's never going to work, you know. And it's really, really sad because he's robbing himself from love, you know. And he's robbing himself. And is this the third time he makes that mistake? So he's a bit of a slow learner. God bless him, you know. So
when do you see communication?
Very aware of it. I do see moving forward. So it's good.
Do you see, when do you see communication, or do you see him still just blaming me, so he's just going to be stubborn and refuse to speak?
Of course he's going to be stubborn, yes.
Well, I mean, for how long? It's already been a month, almost.
It'll probably be a month, 6 weeks, you know, but he's certainly going to try and time it that you're not home so he doesn't have to face you.
Okay, yeah, he said he was pretty nasty and said some pretty nasty, ugly things and trying to make me as mad as he was, and I just refused and I just left. So that made him angrier, and he called me back 3 days later yelling at me because I wouldn't argue with him.
Well, rest assured, you've got the right to yourself.
Yeah, I think
so. Many blessings.
Thank you, Salva.
Many blessings.
You too, Salva.
Okay, right. Thank you, Cindy. All right, now then. We're at the point again. We've got no more calls. I think we're going to call it in, Salva, to be quite honest.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got 15 minutes, and we'll call it early, yeah? It gives you time to have a nice cup of tea or whatever you're going to do there now. And we'll do it all again on Monday then, yeah?
Yes, looking forward to it. Thank you very much for changing the day for me. It means a lot. It'll make my life
easier. No problem at all. So what we'll do then, ladies and gents, we're going to meet up with Selva again on this coming Monday, which is going to be Selva's Tuesday morning now. And so we're swapping around, which means that we alter the description there in the group. If Tina is listening, she's probably already done it. And we're changing our availability. We now have Saturdays and Wednesdays for availability. So there you go. So Selva will be back with us on our Monday evening here in the UK, which is going to be Tuesday morning there for Selva. That's wonderful. So we look forward to doing it all again there on Monday evening then, ladies and gents. So until then, we're going to bow out now and leave you with what we come in with, I think. I think it's quite appropriate, to be quite honest.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a getter. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.